Now for some of your email about yesterday's program.
And much of that program was about yesterday's Pennsylvania Democratic presidential primary.
Joseph Morales of Baltimore heard our coverage and writes, "It was sad to hear the democratic process, in which the popular vote is actually given some credence, described as a Byzantine system. It would lead one to believe that the process is old and antiquated. For some, this primary season may appear to be going on forever, but people across the United States have had a great opportunity to have their voices heard. Instead of Byzantine, I would venture to call it empowering."
Well, not only was it a big day in Pennsylvania, but Shakira came to Washington to lobby Congress on behalf of education for the world's poor.
And Robert's conversation with the pop star prompted plenty of comments. A couple of you were touched by the way they said goodbye.
Thank you, Robert. Oh, Rob. Should I call you Rob?
No, Robert is fine. It's fine. You can call me whatever you want.
Thank you.
It's Shakira in Washington in support of global education.
Like most listeners, I feel a friendly yet distant connection to the NPR host.
This is from Betsy Lard of Charlotte, North Carolina.
You're like a good friend of a friend. And listening to Shakira and Robert Siegel fumble their sign-off made me feel like I knew him a little better. At least now I know his crush. Don't worry, Robert. We've all been there.
With Shakira? Well, we'd like to get to know you a little better. Send us your thoughts at npr.org/contact. Shakira,
Shakira. Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. Don't you see, baby, this is perfection. Hey, guys.